We are examining one fact about the prison population in this country. 8% of people doing time are veterans. That's according to a new report from the Department of Justice. We're talking about more than 180,000 vets from conflicts from World War II to the present day. The Department of Veterans Affairs wants to keep these vets from becoming repeat offenders, so it has set up programs for them to help make the transition back into society a success. Steve Walsh from member station KPBS reports on one veteran's experience.
When I first met Sean Teller, he was locked up in the Vista Detention Facility in San Diego County. Sean was held in what the jail calls the Vets Pod, a ring of cells for vets who live together like a military unit. We met in a room that felt like a school classroom, but with military flags on the walls and guards at the door. Substance abuse landed him here.
Self-medicating, made some irresponsible choices.
After a seven-month tour in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, he came back to Camp Pendleton and began drinking. Later, just as he left the Marines after a four-year tour, everything fell apart.
I got a phone call from my sister and found out my brother had died in Afghanistan. He was on a CH-53 as a crew chief, and everyone on the helicopter was killed. And I relapsed at that point, and I was not strong in my recovery yet. And made some poor decisions.
Decisions that would lead to several brushes with the law and eventually leave Teller homeless. He's like a lot of vets who land in prison. They have higher rates of substance abuse and mental illness than others. And the VA is looking at new ways to reach them.
We've got the tools that can help these veterans get back on track. It's just a matter of helping make sure that they're linked to the right services as early as possible and that they have the supports they need.
That's Sean Clark, National Coordinator for Veterans Justice Outreach at the VA. The idea is to catch these vets while they're in jail.
What we're trying to do is to ensure that when veterans do have contact with the criminal justice system, that there are effectively off-ramps into needed treatment.
That's why each VA medical center in the U.S. has at least one person who has to reach out to vets behind bars. The VA is not everywhere, but they do have access to nearly half the jails and prisons around the country. When Sean Teller walked out of jail in September, Joy Villavicencio of the VA was waiting for him.
And that arrangement was made beforehand, so there's a lot of moving parts to actually get somebody out of custody into my care, basically, and then taken to wherever they need to go.
In Sean's case, that meant going straight to a 28-day inpatient treatment program run by the VA. I talked to him again just after he arrived at Veterans Village in San Diego.
We're all given a locker, you know, a place to hang your towel, some clothes. This is the bathroom.
He's scheduled to live there for the next year. On top of drug treatment, he'll be treated for PTSD, eventually job training.
I don't feel like this is a low point at all, actually. This is one of the first times since I was 15 years old that I've actually been sober on my birthday.
Despite his progress, Sean hasn't told his sister in Florida that he's been in jail for the past few months.
I don't want to worry her at this point, you know?
What would be the report right now?
That I'm doing really well. I don't want to tell her that, you know, I went to jail to come back to the realization that I need to get my life together, but it's the truth.
They don't have programs like Veterans Village everywhere in the country, and the VA hasn't done enough research to discover whether this type of outreach actually keeps veterans from ending up back in prison. Sean thinks that it will, and it's been a smoother adjustment to civilian life than when he first left the military. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.